This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tens of thousands of Brazilians took to the streets Saturday to demand the impeachment of President Jair Bolsonaro, who is facing increasing pressure as the pandemic exacts a devastating toll on his country. In Rio de Janeiro and elsewhere, protesters complained about Brazil's late-starting vaccination program and high unemployment rate, and demanded more emergency aid for poor people grappling with the pandemic. Brazil has suffered nearly 550,000 deaths because of COVID-19, a toll surpassed only by the United States, which has almost 120 million more people. Bolsonaro has been famously dismissive of the health crisis, the need to wear face masks, and lockdown measures to halt the spread of the virus. Authorities in Afghanistan on Saturday enforced an indefinite nighttime curfew across most of the country as government forces struggled to curb Taliban advances. A spokesperson for the Afghan Interior Ministry told VOA that all provinces have been placed under the 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew, with the exception of Kabul, Nangarhar, and Panjshir provinces. The Islamist insurgent group has made rapid battlefield gains in recent weeks, bringing it close to the capital cities of all 34 Afghan provinces and the nation's capital, Kabul. The Taliban unleashed a widespread offensive in early May when the United States and NATO allies began pulling their last remaining troops out of Afghanistan. Since then, the insurgents have overrun more than half of roughly 420 Afghan districts without a fight in many cases. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website.